All right, episode 66, HPC Podcast.
66. Imagine when we get to triple sixes, eh? Holy.
If we're still here at triple sixes, we've got a fucking problem.
That's bad luck. If you guys are all still listening.
You got nothing else to listen to. Mario Lemieux episode.
Mario Lemieux.
Who? Anybody wear 66 in the six?
I hope not.
I don't know.
Remember when Josh Hosang wanted to wear 66 and he got a bunch of backlash?
Yeah, I remember that. And he dropped a rap song about Austin Matthews last year when he retired.
I'll have a beer. Sorry. Did you not give me one? I'll have one. No Logie, eh? Tonight?
Cows.
That'll happen. Cows.
So, like, do you just want to get right into it? Why you came flying up the stairs?
Well, okay.
We're all curious.
I know everybody wants an excuse for something happening. And to each their own. Like, I understand the argument here. But I was doing the old Facebook scrolling, and I did what you should never do.
You engage?
Never do. Never engage in something that you dislike. You see people talking and you're like, I don't agree with that. You know what the best bet is to do? Just keep scrolling. Just keep scrolling. But me and my stupid self, I engaged. So the Beanfake Kohlers, right? They're taking a leave of absence from the Big Six. It's on Sask today, the Mercury. It's not Facebook. Is it on Facebook?
Yeah, it's on Facebook.
This is on Facebook. Okay. So somebody sent me a link of the Mercury sharing the Kohler's leave, which is fine. I never actually read it. I haven't read it yet. I just went straight to the comments.
That's healthy.
Yeah. Like, you know.
you were just fired up, eh, from the comments.
Well, just, I wasn't fired up, but I was just like, come on. Like, so there's a comment on there that it's saying it's tough to keep players when teams are running 5 and 6 figure payrolls, which I don't disagree with.
No.
Like, I don't disagree with that. That's true. It is hard to keep players around. But if you look at the Big Six Constitution, players can't just leave for money, okay? The league has rules to protect against that. So you can't really say the Kohler's folding is the league's fault for allowing teams to pay players, because that's bullshit. You can't say that.
No.
Right? Like that's valid.
Did they say that in the article?
Well, it says tough. No, it's just the comment is tough to keep players when teams are running 5 and 6 figure payrolls, which I agree. It's hard, maybe not to keep players, but it's hard to compete and want to play.
Yep.
Right?
And the Kohlers had a choice to hold on to those two that went to Carlisle.
Yeah, they didn't have to release them.
They didn't have to release them. They could have sat out the year.
Yep.
They didn't have to say, here's a release because of this rule.
Yeah. And which, like, okay, devil's advocate. You really want, like, they're obviously going to sit out. So now you're that guy that's holding somebody back from making money, right? Like, they have kids. They have whatever, like. If they have an opportunity to go make a few $1,000, I get both sides of it.
Yeah.
You know, like, you wouldn't want to release them on like a business standpoint as like a manager because you look kind of stupid. But as like a human being factor, it's kind of like, well, we can't give you that. And if that's what you really want, then I guess. But I just don't want people fucking saying that this is like a league's fault. This isn't the league's fault. This is not the Big Six's fault. The Big Six has rules in place to keep people from jumping from team to team in chase of paychecks. There is a rule. You need a release. Like, it's not as black and white as guys just leaving for money, you know? And then there was another comment on there about there's got to be some kind of limit. Okay, sure. I agree with you. There should be some kind of limit. Now, who's going to regulate it and how?
How do you police it?
Well, yeah, you could say this guy's making $250 a game, and then all of a sudden at the end of the year, you tally that up, and the guy's like, you know what? Me and the wife, we want to go to Mexico. Well, here.
Well,
it's like, you can't regulate it.
But it's not even as simple as, okay, yeah, Chad, come play with us. I'm going to give you 250 a game. Okay? Okay? Yeah. Okay, deal, right?
Deal.
Yeah, you're coming. Okay. So now, say Chad plays for Cardiff. Well, it's up to Cardiff if Chad's actually going to come play for me for 250 a game, right? And I never said the Mustangs are going to pay you 250 a game. I said, I'll pay you 250 a game, okay? So maybe Graham Tech sponsors Chad's ice time. So every game Chad's at, Graham Tech writes a check to the Mustangs for $250 or gives them cash and they give it to Chad. Or I, Graham Tech, just give it to Chad. Like, I've never done this, but I know this is what some teams do.
Yeah,
and if you brought in rules, if you brought in rules to regulate it, they would do this. Some teams, they give guys jobs, right? Here's a job. You know, we got a company in town. We got a company in town. Come work for them. And they'll put you up or whatever they do, whatever side deal they work out. Here's this job, work here, be here Saturday night to play this team, and you know, that's included in your fucking 2-week paycheck. You know, like team, like it's a write off. Like, and it's a donation for companies.
And what are you gonna do? Say, oh, that guy can't work at this job and play for you guys.
I don't know exactly how a lot of teams do it, but I guarantee you that it's not as simple as here you go. Like, I'm sure some people, yes, that's what it is. Here's $250. Thanks for coming out. But when teams are shelling out 90, 80, like, I don't know. If I'm wrong, come have a conversation about it. But I'm sure it's not as simple as just.
Even just up to a couple of years ago, it was kind of like hush, hush. Like, oh, you know, everybody uses the term sticks and gas. It's fucking out there.
Yeah. No,
if you're paying somebody, come on. We won't tell you who you are. We won't say any names.
Yeah, we can muffle your voice.
How are you doing it, though?
Yeah. No, it doesn't. Like, nobody would ever do that.
I'm sure we've discussed this before, but I mean, gone are the days of the like honor system of like, yeah, we'll give you some money and like, just like be chill, all right? Just like be chill.
Yeah, calm down. We'll pay you when we get it.
Like, you don't have to tell. You don't have to tell like. Or Joe next to you in the locker room here that you're making $200 and he's making zilch.
As soon as you make that deal with that guy, he has already told whoever else. There's no, maybe some guys, they're good. Some guys are good. But most guys, they're on to the next fucking team as soon as you give them an offer, right? Yeah. Like,
which happened to us 3-4 years ago.
Yeah. Like we don't pay guys like fucking, like all these other teams are. But, you know, if we got guys driving from Regina or whatever, yeah, you help them out with some gas. But, yeah, like, I don't know. All I said was, yeah, just. And another point of this Kohler thing is, okay, yeah, the money, right? We want to say it's the money is the reason the Kohlers are folding. I don't agree with that either because half of the team is playing over 30 rec hockey. I think sometimes you just get to an age where you're just like, you know what? I'm done playing senior. I'm done getting hurt. I have to work tomorrow. I just want to go play rec with my buddies. And that sounds awesome. I have a wife, you know, she's like, I'm home. I just want to be at home. I just want to play rec. I just want to hang out. I'm done. I'm done playing senior. That could be a thing with the Kohlers too. When you don't have kids in the community, you know, 20s, 18, you know, 19, 20, mid-20s, coming out of junior, coming out of double A, coming out of midget house, when all those kids are like, would rather go play rec hockey than go play senior, that's an issue. Like, it's not the money. It's you got to have younger. It happens, you know, these teams, this is what happens. Like, they fold, and then a few years later when another younger crop comes through, the team fires back up again, right? Like, it's not rare for teams to do this. Like, I don't think it really has much to do with the money. I mean, it probably has a little bit to do, but I'm pretty sure Taysen, Holtz, I'm pretty sure they were out either way. Like, even if they weren't going to Carlisle, I'm pretty sure they weren't going back to being paid.
Well, about that young kids in the community, if there was 14, 21-year-olds who wanted to play, they would have a team. They might not be very good, but they would have a team.
Well, and that's where the money thing comes into issue. Like, so yeah, these teams paying
all this money are obviously fucking good, right? So it's like, well, do you really want to drive to Mooseman and fucking get shelled? Or would you rather just fucking...
drive to Mooseman on a Friday.
Yeah, go play rack. Like, I don't know. I think that's the bigger issue for anybody reading that article than the actual money. Like, I don't know. I know a lot of guys on the Kohlers. They're all fucking deadly dudes. I don't think any of them left the team because they were chasing money. Like, they were just done playing senior, man, and there was nobody to fill their roles. They didn't have enough guys to have a team. And it's not so much that the money thing, it's just there was no real interest. I don't know. Apparently they had some guys, but I think it's just a lack of, like, crop, you know? Mm-hmm. There was no crop coming into Beanfate. You know, they didn't have any guys, local guys. Like, Beanfate's always been a local team, right? Like, local to Estevan, that area. All those guys are sitting playing rec now. So, I mean, when everybody retires, the team kind of is in a tough spot. So, well,
clearly the Estevan rec circuit is just too intriguing for people. And that,
seriously.
Want to try out that
Estevan rec life, you know? That over 30 league is... it's awesome, man. Like, it's pretty good, but yeah, you can't play till you're 30. So that's what a lot of these guys I don't understand too. It's like, they're like, oh, I'm going to go play over 30. It's like, dude, you're 28. Like, but okay. Whatever. That's that. I just read that and I was just like, what?
What was your engagement with? I'm curious. Like, read the receipts here.
You want me to read it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll read it. So I said, it's one person said tough to keep players when teams are running 5 and 6 figure payrolls. And then someone else said, right, right, said, there's right. Got to be some kind of a limit. And I said, well, how would you ever enforce it or keep track of it? Not that I agree with the huge payrolls. I just don't see a way of regulating it. And most of the Kohlers from last year are playing rec hockey in Estevan instead. I'm not sure teams paying players.
You went full paragraph, eh?
Oh, yeah. Well, this yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, I was like, I was kind of pissed off about
this
it. I'm like,
just a...
I'm not sure teams paying players was the major issue. Basically what I said, like all these guys going A and or going rec. And I said, most of the young guys I talk to want to play rec instead of senior. I'm not really sure why, but that doesn't help when you're trying to build a team in a community. And then she goes talking about how the league can do something. And I just said, well, I'm a manager and I go to these league meetings. Like, it's not as simple as that. Like, which we just talked about. It's not as simple as that. It's not just like the team can just like, here's our financials when, you know, Mr. Bigwig Farmer over there is actually paying the guys and the team's not. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and why the fuck would Mr. Bigwig Farmer show the league his books? Like, go fuck yourself, right? Like,
yeah, yeah, you're fighting a losing battle, yeah, just like a battle you'll never.
And nobody's like, the league would never bring it in, I don't think. Like,
I mean, it's impossible to
who the fuck wants to do it. It'd be like, okay, yeah, we'll bring it in. Okay, Chad, your idea, you get to regulate it. Yeah. Like, you know,
yeah, but then all of a sudden, you guys have
and then everybody fucking hates you. You're the guy that's hated,
and then guys would just be sneakier.
Oh, yeah,
like,
oh, yeah.
They just find ways around it, and then how are you gonna police that?
It's
just
but. That's where, like, these new leagues are coming in where it's like, hey, like, we understand there's going to be some, like, sticks and gas going out, but let's keep it to a minimum honor system. Like, there's that new league starting up by Ituna. There's one that started up by Corrobert.
Yeah. But even if you did hear, okay, so you bring in the rule. Let's say we got four elites, okay? So you don't have to pay those four elites, but you can only pay, I don't know, let's say four people, $250 a game. That's the max. You can go under that, but that's the max. That number is the max. Okay, so now what? Like, say fucking Joe Blow over there says he's getting $350 a game. You know, $250 is here, and you know another $100 is under the table or something. Mm-hmm. Well, how the fuck do you prove it? Just because he said it doesn't mean it's true. Like, maybe he's just saying that to, like, sabotage another team or something, right? Like, what, now I got to show the league my books or what? Like, I'm kicked out of the league? Okay, so how does that help the league by kicking a team out of the league? Like, it's just it's a vicious circle that'll never work. Like, I don't know. I agree, something's got to happen, but nothing is going to happen. So all you can do is either sit in the league or leave. Like,
yeah.
You know, if all the teams leave, except for three, right?
Then they're
okay. But even like, I don't know, man. Like, I what the, like, where are they gonna? I don't know.
Fuck it, you just gotta take her on the chin sometimes, you know. You just gotta,
yeah, like sometimes
you just gotta Oakland A's it and be like, you know, we're just not good this year.
Yeah, like some teams have the money, some teams don't. Like, it's just the way it is.
You know, and sometimes you're gonna beat that high salary team, and then you know what? You celebrate those wins.
Yeah, Mooseman had what, 100K last year, and we beat them. We played them twice and beat them once, and we didn't have anywhere. We saved a lot more money than they did.
We didn't even have a couple studs in the lineup.
Yeah, we were missing guys.
And it's just like, oh, well, let's just go have fun, boys.
Yeah.
That was a good game, but what I remember about that game, aside from Logie running the goalie, was the shitty ice. For some reason, I always remember that. Because it was like fucking squish.
Yeah, it was kind of late in the year, wasn't it?
It was the last game.
Yeah.
We got a 2-4 of Great Western.
When we beat them?
Remember that?
We were in Mydale when we beat them.
Yeah, but remember, no, not from them, from Carlisle.
Oh, right, because he made that bet where if we beat Mooseman.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. That was all Jim. That was Jim. I don't know what happened there.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Gonna miss him.
But yeah, that was my little rant on, yeah, so when you go on Facebook and you see something, just don't comment. You get fired up. It's just not worth it.
Well, we're sitting here wondering, and we're like, fuck, where is he? And then you come just flying in, and we're like,
oh, shit, sorry, I was Facebooking. Yeah. But while we're on the Big Six, I have a few things from a couple teams. They had reached out and wanted me to say some things for them. Okay, so.
All right, while you're getting ready here, I think we should mention our buddy.
Yeah.
Mark Handy out in Gull Lake.
Gull Lake, Saskatchewan, Swift Current area, Silverback Welding.
Yeah, good guy, huge bush.
Yeah,
empty beer fridge.
He sent me a Snapchat today. Something was going on at work. I'm not sure, but he was in a tough mood. He's like, "Fuck, I should just kill myself," but I can't because I got to work tomorrow. yeah. So if you're having trouble, seek help. But
the only guy that I've ever seen walk into a bar and drop like $15 to $2,000 on shots in a night.
Mark Handy, Silverback Welding.
Didn't he drop like $2,000 at Shields too?
Oh yeah, yeah. He had a
that
had
must
a
trip. Have been a $15,000 weekend for the guy.
He bought a shit ton of stuff at Shields. That guy.
Hey, he's like, got some new gloves. I'm like, do you even play hockey? Really?
Those are sick gloves too. Yeah.
And then he didn't even play on Sunday.
He's a lawnmower. Okay, but anyway.
Okay, I wish you get Silverback Welding, Mark. You buy me new pads, we'll put Silverback Welding Gorilla on the pads.
Oh, that would be sweet too. Be cheaper than your Shields bill. But anyway, so in Kipling, the Oil Kings out there, their coach is now the president. He's not coaching no more. Ty Vargo. He had messaged me. They're doing a fundraiser for Ag Appreciation Night, December 7th. That's when we're in Kipling. Supposed to wear a cowboy hat, get into the game free of charge. They will have an online auction starting Monday, December 2nd for donation items. For donation items from surrounding ag suppliers and reps. Some items include a custom beer fridge full of beer, a bag of canola seed. Fuck yeah.
Score.
Get that out in the garden.
Box of fungicide, net wrap for round baler, and more. So, yeah, they got more than that. You just didn't want to tell me everything. The auction will end during the game on December 7th. The items, with items able to be bid on at the Kipling Rink. And, yeah, he thanks us for that, and he says he owes us beer. So we will take beer. But yeah, so Kipling's doing a fundraiser December 7th. They're having an online auction. I'm pretty sure you can check it out on their Facebook page. There was one more, Dino, in Wawota. He was asking me how we do our advertising for games. He said he runs around town like when it's all cold, he said he's like, fuck, putting up posters. And I said, well, fuck that. No, I don't do that. He said, Talon just posts on the show, social medias. So, Woda now has Facebook and X social media. And, you can check out their game days on, X, I guess Twitter. And, what was the other one I said? Facebook. So, yeah, check out for their game days. I told him maybe Talon would hook him up with some game day posts for us for a price, I'm sure, if you got a hold of him. And he said that he has it under control. So, but, yeah, no, that was pretty much it from those guys that just kind of reached out and, I guess, check out their Facebook. Neither of them had Facebook, I guess. I don't know.
Go around and, like, just, like, touch on each team. Not that I know anything.
I don't about know anything.
but just if like a little quick Big Six season preview. I think we're like 2 weeks out now.
Yeah, well, we play October 25th in Mydale versus Cardiff.
Yeah, so that's like a week and a half away.
Yeah, Jaker's boys are coming to town. Yeah.
Big shout out to Jake for dragging the boys in early too.
Yeah, I mean, I got some weird looks, you know, at the league meeting when I was like, hey, I've got ice like fucking... Like, we could start playing October 1st, man. Like, you know, I never said that, but I was just like, we basically have ice all of October if anybody would want to play the October 25th weekend. And it was like crickets. They're like, no. They're like, we'll start the league November 2nd weekend and whatever. And then Jaker kind of piped up and he's like, well, if two teams agree to play, though. And they're like, yeah, yeah. And then so right away, October 25th, hey, Cardiff, you want to come to town? Yeah. Okay. Well, fuck, why not? Like, I don't know.
All right, before we get into the season preview, I want to talk about the catcher for the Detroit Tigers. How he looks more like Jake Boyes than Jake Boyes looks like Jake Boyes.
You'll have to show me.
I'll find a picture, but like,
oh fuck, what's his name?
He looks more like Jake than Jake does?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
You need to see it.
How could somebody look more like
just you need to, I mean, it's a...
Drop me on my own head? Have you ever seen that video?
No.
Oh,
can this guy drive a truck?
I don't know. Looking at this guy, I bet you he can buy it. He can fucking... I think his name's Jake, too. Jake Rogers.
Jake, too.
His name's Jake Squared.
His name is Jake, too.
I bet you Jake would take Jake, too, his salary, though.
I mean, hold on. Like, it's an audio podcast, so you're really not getting the whole scoop here, but, like.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. Is that Jake?
It's not even the greatest. Look at this.
Yeah, I mean, kind of in that one. That one's a little less, but, like, from afar. Like, yeah.
I'll put it on.
Yeah.
I'll put it on the social.
I think the first one was the closest, but yeah.
Which was the first one?
Yeah. It's the mustache. Yeah. Yeah.
Does Jake Rogers look more like Jake Boyes than Jake Boyes looks like Jake Boyes?
Yeah.
I'll put it on the Twitters and such. Okay, let's go with the Cardiff then. What do we know about the Cardiff squad?
I don't know a whole lot about the Cardiff squad. I talked to a few guys. It didn't sound like they were, like, it sounded like they were losing more than they were gaining. But things have probably changed since then. But last I talked to them, they were kind of, I don't know how we're going to do this year. Like, I know I heard Audette retired, and I heard, who else?
Cody Martin
and Hiltz, too.
Heard rumors Hiltz is done, but then you get reading some other places, and it's like, no, Hiltz is going back.
Other places like Wicked Deadly?
Yeah. So take that with a grain of salt.
Did I tell you guys that Garrigan messaged me and was asking if we signed Morso and Gabriel? I started laughing. I was like, what? And he's like,
yeah, we did.
Yeah, I was like, what? I was like, where did you hear this? Like, you know, like, who let the cat out of the bag? You know?
Shit.
That was supposed to be a secret. And he's like, Wicked Deadly. And I was like, oh, man. You can't believe anything you read on there. But you can believe that. Yeah.
What else going on with Wicked Deadly?
I haven't been on there in a while. I used to go on there quite a bit and just read shit just because it was so
funny.
There's
just a lot of shit.
Well, especially because, like, when you start reading it, it's like, oh, there's going to be some responses to this. So, like, the next day you go check and it's like, oh, yeah.
Here it's juicy.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, there's some funny stuff on there.
Let's head down to Oxbow then.
Oxbow, I'm pretty sure Von Sprecken and Davis and all those guys are going to be back out there. Haven't heard much. I've heard maybe the goaltender from Bean Fate, Miller, and his brother might be going out there.
Heard so, the younger Davis is going to be there too.
So they would have Levesque.
He's the older Davis.
Or he's the older Davis?
He's older than young Davis. Yeah.
Oh, these are all rumor mills too, right?
He was like playing U of R, wasn't he?
Jaden, yeah. Jaden's older than, what's that other guy's name?
Cody,
yeah.
So Davis, Von Sprecken, Levesque, I'm pretty sure is going back with Zach Miller will be there. So their goaltending will be pretty good.
Rutten
defense will be good. Forwards will be good. They'll be good. Oxbow will be good.
Both Coonies?
I don't know. Coonies messaged me after the league meeting, but I never did ask him if he was playing again. I would imagine so.
He didn't play baseball, the older one.
Well, he's got a couple kids, one for sure.
Seen him at Dev's wedding and asked him, and he just kind of gave the old shrug. So
yeah. Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure Oxbow's going to be pretty good, though.
Yep, and then let's just head her down there. The Kohlers, oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, they couldn't afford a team, I guess. All right. According to Facebook.
We'll just head her down
the But according highway. To the league meeting, they got some cash.
Yeah, their guys just went and played rec, man. Like, that's what happened in Bean Fate.
Just hold on to it. You'll need it later on.
The guys went and played rec.
We'll head down to Carlisle.
Carlisle? Well, sucks. According to Wicked Deadly, they're fucking stacked.
They got Riley Nevin.
Yeah.
He used to play with Moose Jaw.
That's interesting because he's a WOTA kid.
Yeah.
Dino.
Not a whole lot of good things being said about WOTA on Wicked Deadly.
No, there's not. Like,
yeah, as far as Carlisle goes, though, I don't know.
Big I'm signing.
Sure, they're going to be good. Like, they got
big signing alerts, you know.
Yeah, they're signing guys. We talked about that. Yeah.
I'm hearing that Ty Brown's heading there.
Yeah, I heard that from Ty Brown.
They're picking up a goalie.
So they're
played against him like Pee Wee Banta midget, so my age, but guy had a stint in the Dub. So I mean, that'll be fun to play against.
So that'll be their four imports then: Brown, Meager, Nevin, and Kalen Holt.
They've always been good though, and they just never have seemed to be able to like get her done in playoffs, eh?
Because they're not getting Gabriel back.
No, he's coaching kids out in Vancouver.
Well, Dak's going to be a big loss for them too. Huge like who loss. Do they like? Yeah, okay, pick up all these forwards. Who do you got on the back end?
I wonder if they get Valdez back. He was big for them.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Valdez is doing.
Because he's probably going to follow the Round Lake guys, you would think.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Whatever their deal is.
Not too sure what he's up to. I'm sure Carlisle will be a good team.
They addressed the goalie league. Situation finally.
Yeah.
So what's, who was it? Audette?
It was.
What's he's going to go back?
They picked up Meager. Curtis Meager's his name.
So they have two now? Three with Audette?
They have like, I don't know how many. I wonder if that Bateman's still there and...
Well, they had goalie troubles at the end of last year.
Yeah, not at the very end, though.
Oh, yeah, I was like, what? I was like, pretty sure they were struggling to find goalies.
No, it was pretty dialed in at the end.
Well, yeah, they had to get you. That's like they were like looking for goalies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you started a lot of shit for league meetings.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, really? Is that factual?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Was that brought up?
Yeah.
Numerous times.
You can't just pick up a goalie that has been eliminated. That's not cool.
I think they were worried about like the talent level of the goalie they picked up. Like it was like they were mad that Mydale had a good goalie and they were out of playoffs, and so like you were a bit like, I don't know, according to the thing, like it was totally legal what they did. It shouldn't matter if he's good.
Like, I'm still laughing at Kipling last year going, well, we think our goalie was better, and it's like,
well, it doesn't fucking matter what you think. Well, why does it matter? Why do you think it matters what you think? Like, okay, if you think your goalie's better, then shouldn't you be happy they didn't pick him up?
Well, they didn't even make playoffs.
What? Like, I just don't understand. I don't understand the argument of our goalie's better. Like, okay, so what?
And then
it was Carlisle's. But it was Carlisle's decision to.
Was there a
pick.
Resolution to that? Like, did they make a new rule or?
No.
It was nothing.
We just
much.
Said that you can pick.
Just a bunch of bitching.
You can pick. You can pick a team.
It's not even Big Six Constitution. It's SHA rules.
Yeah.
And Carlisle followed all the rules last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I didn't know I was discussed at a league meeting. I mean, I'm honored.
Big dick swinging.
Yeah, no big deal.
It's good they're talking to you because you can go to them next year.
I might need to. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably my turn to step up anyways.
Who were we talking? Carlisle.
Yeah, we can go down to WOTA.
You hear that?
Yeah, I don't know much.
Where's those crickets that were hanging around here all summer?
No, yeah, talent convincer. Yeah,
no, I don't know. I love Dino down there. They're always super easy to deal with. Like, go to league meetings. They're just awesome guys to be around, the WOTA guys. But from what I'm hearing, I don't know.
You talk to guys, you hear things, and it could be all bullshit.
Yeah, I heard Dawson Brolin, our big listener, he's minding the net for him.
I heard he's between either WOTA or he's going home to play in Rokenville.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well,
It's kind of that's a scenario where it's like, well, you heard one thing, I heard another. Like, what the fuck's
going on? Well, who knows? Well, WOTA will have a team and I don't know who they have because I know Ty Brown. He played for them last year, right? He's going to Carlisle, so he was probably their best player. And he came at the end of last year, and he's gone.
They could have used Niven.
Who?
Niven. He played for the Warriors for 4 years, and then went and played in Flin Flon last year.
Yeah, well, that's tough. But that's an example of the comment on Facebook.
That's almost
money.
That's like shitty not being loyal to your hometown, though.
Yeah, like. That's where the comment on Facebook rings true, right?
Yep.
Like when you got guys that haven't played for any team yet and they come home and they go to the team with money instead of going to the town they live in.
Yeah.
Defeats the whole purpose of senior hockey, if you ask me.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that move. But
no. And that's where it does reign true that, you know, they're chasing money. Okay. Yes. But back to it, I don't think that's why the Kohlers folded. That was my argument. That the Kohlers didn't fold because of money, I don't think. Like,
no.
To me, it was a lot of guys just decided to retire from senior hockey.
Yeah, perfect storm.
At the same time, right? So.
What about Kipling now?
Kipling, full roster, full, made cuts. I heard, I asked, what did he say? He said... Where the fuck was it now? I said, so the roster's looking okay? He said, roster looks full, ... but promising. So whatever that means. But yeah, no, yeah.
The old Wicked Deadly says Sir Wonka's going back there for another year.
Sir Wonka's going to Kipling.
That's what the old forms page says.
What's up with that?
Brother-in-law.
Oh yeah,
just weird balancing leagues like that.
Well, maybe that's the hometown factor thing. You know?
Yeah,
yeah. But like, why did he leave last year?
The money thing.
I guess.
Did he play all year in Carlisle last year?
No, he was Grenfell.
Oh, Grenfell.
He's just kind of bouncing.
Well, that's not super far.
No, it's not.
And it was probably a travel thing if he was playing in Grenfell.
Isn't he like a? Wouldn't he be like a Kennedy guy or like a?
I'm not sure. To be honest with you,
one of those. But fuck no, our towns. No offense to Glen Avon.
Glen Avon. Shout out
to all our listeners in Glen Avon.
Glen Avon.
Glen Avon, Peebles.
Bet you guys thought you'd never be on a podcast. Well, look at you.
you ever drive on that road? You go up to Francis, you turn east, and then you hit just like small town.
After, yeah.
It's like Momart, Glen Avon. Peebles, Winthorst, Kipling, and then you hit like WOTA. So it's just like, yeah, you're not hitting the city in for a while.
Brandon. Someone just texted me. They're like, I saw your comments on Facebook. I like how the person goes, I'm proud of the Kohlers for not paying their guys, laugh out loud, as if they had any money at all, they would absolutely be doing the same thing. It's like, oh, shots fired.
Oh.
I don't think that's the case though. I think they have some money. I think the thing was is they just they the guy's just retired, man. Like when your whole team retires at the same time. But yeah, sorry to jump back. But yeah, I just had a text. I was like, that's funny. We're just talking about that on the pod right now.
Yeah, that's.
Now where are we going? Mooseman?
Yeah, fuck. Mooseman. Better head to Mooseman.
I don't know.
They're getting
those. Same thing there. Like, I really like the guys that run the team, but it's just really hard to respect it. No, it's well, fine.
The old grandma's mailbox was kind of a shady thing.
Yeah, like
now they're getting a bunch of Elkhorn.
Yeah.
Where the hell do they get all their money, man? Like,
well, Schiller told us, go back and listen to whatever episode that was. Two car dealerships were their sponsors.
Well, man, I remember walking in the rink and they got brand new fucking Dodge Hemis just parked right in front of the door. Like, it's like, oh,
mm-hmm. Like display Hemis.
Holy, like where are the cheerleaders? Are... I feel like I should be paying $15 a beer right now. Like,
we roll in, got the fucking front bumper fucking wired up, eh?
Yeah, and it's 7:30 warmies. It's 7:25 when we roll in.
Boys,
you
just jump.
Just settle for like 3-2. You guys take the win. Talon had three goals against.
Like, what do you expect? How do they manage to get every Friday home game?
Well, the story they gave us in the scheduling meeting was,
same story every year.
We can only get Friday ice times because we have 20 teams playing out of our rink.
And they don't seem like liars. Like, you can kind of tell when
they could be. Like, it could be 100% honest. It could be.
Well, and I did message him. Like, I got to give him a shout out because I did message him after the meeting, and I was like, "Oh fuck, I forgot last year we really struggled to get there for 8. Can we do 8:30?" And he was just like, "Yeah, man, absolutely, no problem." Like, perfect. You know, like it wasn't like a. Oh, well, you know.
It's not scheduled in.
It's like, dude.
I was just going to say it wasn't like scheduling with the guy south of there, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I believe it. It's just like, it seems like we play there at Friday night every year. And
we have.
Like, this is
a
not ideal situation for the boys, but we go there with 9 players.
Yeah, it is what it is, though.
If
you want to play in the league, you got to be ready to travel, right?
Like, no, that's just the way it should go.
They're going to be good.
Mooseman's going to be really good. Yeah, I think so. I don't know. From what I'm hearing, like, you can only go, like, it's not like we were, like, boots on the ground talking to guys. We just...
You know, kind of going off what they were trying to, like, the questions they were asking at the league meeting.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe that plan fell through that everybody heard about.
Yeah, you never know. They might not actually have the guys because they might not have had room, like, with the not being local and stuff.
And I
like
think that. They were kind of banking on maybe some Rokenville guys, but Rokenville sounds like they're going to put a team together.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I have heard that too.
What are the odds that Riker Cole is still hungover?
Oh, he's still in one.
Yeah, I think he's still drunk.
You know what? If they don't have him come out for like player introductions, just greased right up, I'll be disappointed.
Is Bud Holloway writing his own songs yet, you think?
Oh, he's got his own songs, I bet you.
He'll be playing the rhyming in no time.
Yeah, he was up like, there karaoke.
Like, I think you have to go to a campfire in Mooseman to hear him, though. It's like,
what was...
Anyways, here's Wonderwall.
You know what? If they don't have him skating a lap, singing O Canada to start the year, I'm upset. I don't want to play anymore.
That'd be unreal.
Yeah. Oh, no, man.
I could see Riker Cole going on a...
Was that the...
Alex Ovechkin type...
Was that the Major player. Deadly guy?
Major
Deadly. That was so funny. Yeah. I was watching the, when they won league, and the guy's just like Major Deadly.
We should have him on.
That was a good one. We should get him on.
Like a late night episode. So we get him just sauced.
Like no game the next day. Like he's got nothing. Like in it, buddy. Yeah. We'll go up to the Red Barn.
Yeah.
We'll dip into the HPC.
Major Deadly.
Dip into the HPC account and grab a room at the Western Star up there.
The HPC account, also known as Destin's bank account.
Yeah. Well, yeah, hey, Mark.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully nobody wants to see the HPC's books.
What books?
They're actually probably Chad's books. They're not mine. Fuck.
Yeah, we should just call it
Logan's Cows.
Yeah.
The Silverback Welding HBC podcast.
Yeah, so don't check Silverback Welding's books.
I wouldn't.
He doesn't buy beer.
He's like, books? What books? I can't read.
What's it called when you put money like overseas?
Laundry.
Offshore.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't do that.
No. No, I don't think so.
Now where are we going? Redverse?
Should we have to go to Redverse, yeah?
I've heard mixed things from Redverse. I don't know. I'm sure they'll be good. That's without a doubt.
They got the young Miller now.
He is coming.
And my ad.
I don't know. I have no confirmation.
This was the first ever meeting I was at where the Dallas and whoever were at it. So I don't know what's going on there.
And honestly,
maybe they're still busy farming.
Dealing with Hoff and Miller was so much easier than dealing with the old boys.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just not even getting into that. But yeah, no, Redverse will be good. I'm sure of it. I mean, they always are. We seem to manage to have, well, we've had some tough games against them, but we've also had like some close games against them too. You know, it's, but we're kind of that team that's got a good roster all the time and just can't seem to pull it together sometimes. But hopefully that's
we're heading into Mineville now. The Mineville Big Six season preview. What are we?
Well, no, we're still out east, aren't we? Redverse.
We've already got
all. Did we do them all? We did Wota. Okay, so yeah, it's just us left
in the Western Conference.
In the West, the one team.
You know what? Let's name just, it the Western Conference.
We're like that. We're like Beetle. We're like Beetle. It's like, what are you doing? Who, me? Nothing. Just hanging around. That's why the Mustangs is the Big Six,
that's
man.
That's pretty accurate.
Fuck, we're just out in the middle of nowhere.
Put, like, yeah, we'll put West Big Six Western
Conference. I guess Carlisle's kind of close, but like not
Big
really.
Big Six Western Conference champions next to our Bender Bowl
banner. Next.
We
next
were talking to practice how we were going to get a Bender Bowl. Or
no, it was a Thundercats for our 4-4
oh, trim. The Thundercats banner.
Get a
we
were big bed sheet.
First game.
We should just start putting random banners up there.
See how long it takes people to notice.
It's too empty up there.
It's a little empty.
It's just like the Southeast Goldwings win third place at the Saskatoon Invitational Tournament. We start putting that up there, yeah. Too. Look at all their banners.
No, I think on paper, if the guys show up to the rink, Mustangs will be middle of the pack. You know, they're going to have to earn it. Guys got to show up. But, I mean, we had a lot of close games with a lot of teams last year, lost a lot that we shouldn't have.
Couple bad bounces.
Yeah, and we picked up some defense, another goalie. And then added to our top end forwards to a couple guys. So, you know, we got some local talent, which will help. And then, yeah, just the usual crew too. But, yeah, we added to our D and
the usual degenerates.
Yeah, like our, you know, the guys have been on team forever. And then I think this will be the last year for a few guys, though, in Mydale, from what I'm hearing
you
anyway.
You can see it, yeah.
A lot of the guys are...
Not Matt Geske, though. He'll be around for 15
months. He was retiring 3 years ago. He's still here.
I don't know, though. You never know. You never know. Some guys change their mind, but... Yeah, no, I think it'll be a good year to be a Mustang. It'll be fun.
Always is.
Yeah, that's right.
If you can't have fun losing, then how are you going to have fun winning?
Yeah, well, hopefully we're not losing a bunch of games again this year. That's not the goal.
Imagine how much fun it would be to win. Like all the fun we have losing... Be yeah. So much,
well, if you can't laugh at yourself, then you can't laugh at anybody.
That's fair. Right? That's fair, yeah.
Like when we beat Mooseman and everybody's just like, keep the beers coming. This well, is a this our lead ship. Like,
we had some close games with Redverse in playoffs. Took them to overtime in regular season. We beat Mooseman 1-2, and everybody's just shitting on us. I'm like,
we lost to Cardiff with 4 seconds or something left on the clock.
Yeah, well, that game was going overtime too. It was like... I don't know, man. I think the Mustangs deserve a little bit more respect than they get.
If we get that...
They lose the games that they should be winning.
If we get those two extra points, we finally don't play Redverse
yeah.
in the first round.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we could not play Redverse, it'd be unreal.
Well, then how do you know what's going on in Redverse, though?
That's fair.
I never go to Redverse unless I'm playing hockey.
Yeah, how about the last time we were in Redverse, Lindy had to go to the hospital. We had to pick him up in the school bus on the way out.
Trooper, yeah.
How do you get to the hospital?
Ludwig took him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm just picturing Lindy like walking down the street, just leaking.
Just Shanks ponies.
Remember when we picked him up? He came walking out of the hospital and he was like standing on the corner. We were in the bus and we drove past him. He's like, fuck's sakes. Yeah, he's all zipped up. But yeah, no, I think it'll be. Another interesting year in the Big Six. See what happens. I don't know.
Yeah, she's always fun. How about P. Diddy, though?
How about P. Diddy?
Oh, boy.
What can you tell me about P. Diddy, man?
Beyonce now, too, and Jay-Z, they're bad guys.
They're not even in North America anymore.
Oh, they dipped?
They dipped.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was listening today. Like, there's a bunch of celebrities that dipped the country the minute that Diddy got pinched.
Yeah, like they knew they were in hot water, too.
What did they do?
They're just
They drug people and fuck them,
just,
or what?
They just are in about that too, you know.
Well, like this baby oil thing. Apparently, it was like a mixture of like a
like
a Viagra up. And a fucking.
Didn't we talk about this on the last?
Yes.
Pod? I didn't listen to the last one, but yeah, no, yeah, it like fucks you up. Logan said it gets you like horny and like. Well, I mean, I don't know.
You looking for something? Oh, fuck.
Fuck, I don't know. Like. I just don't understand. I don't know what he, like, I'm trying to understand.
I think it was a lot illegal. Of, like.
Like, he was raping people or what?
Yeah.
Oh.
Underage.
Oh, like. That's not good. So he's in jail right now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I think he's, I think he just, he knows too much. He's, I'm worried that he's going to end up like Epstein and then.
Well, I wonder if they're balancing him between prisons trying to keep the fucker himself? Alive.
I think he just knows too much and then, like.
You think P. Diddy's going to kill himself?
Do you think Epstein killed himself?
Yeah, don't you? He did. He was hanging in a jail cell. How would somebody hang him in a jail cell? There's nobody else in the jail cell.
The camera's cut out.
Did you see him hanging? Exactly.
Were you there? I was.
You guys think the world's out to get you.
I think P. Diddy knows too much about too many people.
Everybody's just going to be fucking roasting me now. Like, you idiot, Epstein didn't, or he did not hang himself. I
think you're going to be getting lit up in Facebook comments.
Well, I think Epstein's like, Island.
It was a joke.
I think Epstein's Island and P. Diddy's parties were kind of like the same sort of.
Well, Epstein was like, literally like they were like raping children.
But they were like, he was recording it because he had leverage on all these people.
Epstein.
Yeah. So like if some, well, like anything that happened, it's
like
I go down, you coming with me.
Well, a powerful person, you have them like doing something they shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
All of a sudden they have to do what you say. Yeah. It's the same kind of thing with P. Diddy. It's like they were doing things and he was recording them doing things that they shouldn't have been doing. And all of a sudden he has like this leverage on them.
Yeah, like, but that those famous people aren't as powerful as like political famous people, like the prince and like presidents, like Jay-Z and those, like they don't have as much power as like fucking like
power to do what?
To like have someone fucking killed in like
that was
by the government, you know? Like you're saying that Epstein was hung by.
Oh,
obviously, like the Clintons works for the government,
no doubt the Clintons.
Yeah,
yeah. Someone
like I don't think the government workers are going to be like, "Yeah, Jay-Z, we got you, man." Unless they were involved too.
Well, that's another thing. That's a whole new
can
of worms.
This would be like a fall, fucking. These would be like a fall people for the government, man. They'd be like, "No, these guys did it, not us. These guys." I don't know though.
I don't know. I just think. If they ever get Diddy on anything, and then if Diddy starts to rat on people, then that's why Jay-Z and Beyonce are dipping.
Well, he'd probably die. Oh, yeah. Well, he'd probably die.
Dude, well, have you seen the video of, like, Justin Bieber, they say, is a victim in all this. Have you seen the video? He's apparently fucking blowing Odell Beckham Jr. in a club, like, at a Diddy party. Like, and somebody, like, turned a camera, like, Bieber, like, pops up, like, oh, I wasn't doing anything. Have you seen that video?
No.
Yeah, it floated around for a while. Yeah,
this video is probably not even censored on Axe.
Oh, it's not.
It's just the Wild West.
So, wow, really?
Yeah, if I can find it, I'll send it to you.
I believe it.
Well, I believe it too.
I think they get drugged, and then maybe they do that regardless of the drugging. But
yeah, maybe he's just gay.
Yeah, but then like all of a sudden you're,
or caught. Maybe all the shit that he was like influenced with while. Technically a teenager or whatever.
You're just caught doing too much, and then it's like, oh shit, now I have to do what this guy says I gotta do. You know?
Yeah.
It's like if someone catches you blowing a dude.
And there's even like videos of him on
you,
like
not yeah. us, you.
And like if you dig into the Bieber thing, like there's more videos of him on like a night talk, like a late night show. And Diddy's like, you know, they're talking and Diddy kind of goes, oh yeah, you know, Justin, you know, you're not really supposed to say that.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Oh yeah.
Oh, like, boy.
And have you seen any like 50 Cent comments towards it?
Well,
he's ready to blow it up.
Yeah, like he's like, I told you, motherfuckers.
And Kanye too. Kanye's he's rebirthed. Kanye.
I seen one. It was a meme. And it was like can't wait for Diddy to be on the stand and they call in Tupac as a witness. And he's just been a witness protection the whole time.
You're saying that Diddy's connected to like Michael Jackson's death and like all this shit. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I don't believe it, but I don't. I mean, I don't know if I believe it, but I don't know if I don't believe it.
Like, probably. Fuck. Like, so when I go to like call outs in the middle of the night or something and I got to sit there for a bit, like, I find some fucking rabbit holes of shit. Like, it's unreal. Like, I found one where it was like,
his hair is just everywhere. Like,
oh, just,
my God.
I like, I've sat there and I'm just like,
Sasquatch is real.
It's like
But like, the one I, one like article I kind of stumbled on was this guy off the coast of California. He was in a like a plane by himself. He was flying and his plane fucked up. He kind of had to land in the water, kind of like up on this beach. And he kind of went over this hill and he's seen like Kobe Bryant and Michael Jackson like on a basketball court hanging out. And I'm like,
Kobe and Michael Jackson.
I'm like, this man just like died. Like he's like in heaven. He's seeing this shit. And then apparently, like, no, like there's a fucking interview. He's talking about this. I haven't found the clip of the interview yet. But yeah, he like landed on this island off the coast of California. And he walked up this mountain or this hill and went over top and he seen fucking Kobe and Michael Jackson.
What do you mean landed on an island?
Like he crash landed into the water, this airplane.
Yeah.
Needed help.
Yeah.
So he kind of walked around this island and found this fucking big house.
Yeah.
And walked to this basketball court and there was, you know, from a distance, he seen Kobe and fucking
and then Michael Jackson.
I don't know. Got to go find the interview.
What do you mean?
That's all it told me. That's all I read.
Fuck, I could have wrote that.
Well, exactly. I was like, this motherfucker just sees us. He's in heaven.
It's like, if you found Kobe Bryant and Michael Jackson playing basketball on an island after crash landing an airplane, you'd be fucking dead.
Like whatever he's on, I want it. Or I want to find the interview with some photos. Like,
I mean, I kind of want to ball out with MJ and Kobe, though. That'd be kind of cool.
But, like, how did he get off the island is what I want to know.
That's what I want to know, too.
He's still on the island.
He's just, like, fucking
maybe we're all on the island.
Texted the fucking New York Times. You'll never believe this.
Yeah. I'm fucking hanging out with Kobe right now.
Kobe and Michael Jackson, and we were playing horse.
It's fucking cell service from heaven's a hell of a fucking thing.
Not a hypothetical. If you crash landed your plane and you pulled up on an island with Kobe and Michael Jackson and other notable Tupac, other dudes who, like, maybe they're not dead.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm dead.
But, like, would you just hang out and enjoy it? Or would you want to tell everyone? Because I think I would just want to enjoy hanging out with these dudes.
You wouldn't want to go home?
How long can I hang out with them before I go home?
I don't know. Let's say you have to hang out with them for 6 years or go home now.
Here's a video of it.
Everyone thinks I'm dead, though.
Yeah, and then 6 years.
We'll have to watch this after.
Turn it on. What is he? Just turn it on. We the list.
Telling me Kobe and Michael Jackson are still alive.
This is AI.
This
is sure.
AI Joe Rogan.
Last July, I decided to try to break the.
There's got to be other ones too.
That is 100% got to be an AI. Come on, no way, Joe Rogan.
We'll find it. We'll find something here.
Fake news.
Does Jake Rogers look more like Jake Boyce than Jake Boyce does?
True news.
Did you put that on there?
I'm tweeting it now at Jake Boys.
But yeah, no, yeah, 6 years, or you can go home now.
I think I'd spend 6 years.
Really? 6 years?
There's probably some women there too.
6 years? No, there was only Kobe Bryant and Michael Jackson.
Yeah, just the two, apparently.
Oh. What the fuck you want to hang out with those guys for 6 years for?
Don't get in the fucking helicopter.
I thought there might be some like women who died. Two that would be there, as
like
well.
Princess Diana or something.
Yeah,
like
Amy Winehouse.
Now we're getting into the hypotheticals. These are hypotheticals.
You're like 6.5 years.
Who's another lady that died recently? That
the Queen.
The Queen. But the, like when she was young, though. She
prime
like
Prime Queen.
Prime Queen.
Yeah, Prime Queen.
she gets Queen to go back. Elizabeth in her prime.
Yeah.
Did you know when you're coming off the Las Vegas Strip going to the airport, you drive right by where Tupac was shot?
Did you know that? I did know that.
Like, we're sitting in the traffic the one time, and I'm like, what the fuck is all over this thing? And it's just like, oh, yeah, that's where Tupac was shot. I'm like, fuck, right here? No way.
Isn't that crazy, eh? Fuck.
Allegedly now. Allegedly.
Well, we can't confirm nor deny.
People think Hitler's still alive.
You know what? We should take
Do you think he didn't get away? He definitely got away.
Yeah.
Had to have.
If you start seeing a little Argentinian run around with a little mustache, we got questions.
Well, it's just like
a little Argentinian.
Maybe he didn't. Maybe
he got to take your boat to California now and go for a little trip.
My boat?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I don't know if you want to take that boat.
Smaller targets where we can't be hit.
But there's no radar.
Yeah, but
what a rabbit hole.
I don't think I want to hang out with Michael Jackson and Kobe Bryant for 6 years.
I'd hang out with Michael Jackson.
What do you think he'd talk about?
I don't know, dude.
Like, would you ask him about, like, all the accusations? Be like, okay, man, like, we're on an island. Like, I'm not going to tell anybody.
I wouldn't even ask. Be like, dude, I know you didn't do it.
I'd ask him why he turned in his end card.
I think he has a skin condition. I'm on Team MJ here.
Is that going to be your opening song? That. Is that going to be one of the opening songs?
You might want to redact that.
What do we call this episode?
Just Beat It.
Michael Jackson Redacted.
On an island.
He lives.
He is risen.
He is risen. No.
We might get a few church listeners.
No.
Oh, God.
No.
If they start it, it counts as a listen. So.
Well, I'm sure some people that go to church listen.
No, but if we called it He Is Risen, I think we would get people being like, oh, this is a nice
church. I don't think podcast. We should call it that. I'm against that title. I don't think that's a good idea. I think that's bad karma.
You're on an island with Michael Jackson, Kobe, and Amy Winehouse. I like Princess Diana better.
Marry, fuck, kill.
Well, I'm going to kill Michael Jackson. I'm going to marry Kobe, and I'm going to fuck Diana.
You're going to kill Michael Jackson, all right?
Yeah, dead. He's actually dead now.
Yeah, can confirm.
And then Kobe, you know, you're just married to him. You know, like,
gotta be other
whatever.
Well, just gotta stay women. 6 months and you get his fucking bank account.
Yeah. Take half. Princess Diana, she wasn't actually part of the family. She was married in, so she probably doesn't get fuck all, right?
But her kids do.
Isn't that why they killed her? Oh, her kids, yeah.
Yeah, can extort them.
They killed her because they didn't like her because she was.
Well, I'm not gonna fuck Kobe, so.
That's fair. I don't think you'd be the one fucking Kobe. Kobe be the one fucking you.
Well, what would you do? You can't copy me.
I gotta copy you. Fuck you, bud.
No, I'm killing Kobe. I'll marry Michael Jackson. We'll have a non-sexual relationship, and then
yeah,
and then I'll fuck Princess Diana.
We're all fucking Diana, eh?
Nice to see we're a straight pride podcast here.
This is straight.
Yeah,
this has been straight talk.
Welcome to our straight talk.
That could be the episode title, straight talk.
Straight talk.
Well, then we're going to have like the alphabet soup community come after us now.
Good.
Come on over.
No such thing as bad publicity.
Yeah. What, does anybody have a Grinds or Gears for today? For our fine listeners?
The fucking road coming past your place. Like, can you call a grader?
I'm sure there's some listeners in the Simmery RM. I'm not going to shit talk them, but you can just have right at her.
I'm going to shit talk you because it's right in front of your place.
It's not my fault. Yeah, the roads out here sometimes, the grader is lacking. I will admit that.
They got a big RM, though.
They do, yep. They have a lot of work to do, and there's not a lot of them, and they do a fucking bang-up job.
Oh, yeah.
Except on our road.
Well, they're just like, oh, that's just that dust. Fuck him.
Yeah.
They're kind of a ways away, so it's like...
Well, I'm not actually in Simmery RM. I'm actually Cambria, but I'm pretty sure Simmery takes care of our roads. We're actually in the RM of Torquay right now.
So why doesn't the RM of Torquay take care of it?
Because he's further from Torquay.
Far ways away.
What doesn't the RM mean? I suppose if RM of Cambria...
I'm pretty sure, like, Cambria just, like... Simmery just kind of throws them... Because...
I'm pretty sure the road that goes in front of my house is the border. Like, the piece of land on the other side of the road is Simmery.
Oh, okay.
You know?
It wouldn't go that far.
And then, like, after, is it McCoon or the next one? Like, the grids?
Yeah.
It's Estevan.
Oh, wow. You're kind of like...
I'm on the border pretty much of fucking 3RMs.
Yeah.
You're lucky if you get... I'm like the middle of fucking nowhere.
You're like fucking... What is that?
Oh, wintertime is rough out here,
Utah.
Man.
What's the fucking four corners there that meet up?
In like the Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah.
I'm where people go to disappear.
You know what? Yeah, absolutely. When you say, hey, I'll go put a pizza on,
it's Michael time Jackson's to get the in my basement, out of there. Motherfucker. Yeah.
Famous last words from the Graham Ranch. I'll go put a pizza on. The fuck you will.
Yeah, what you did for breakfast.
Yeah.
Should we wrap her up?
Yeah, that's probably... I'm probably good.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to all the teams in the Big Six firing up next Friday, October 25th. Cardiff is in Mydale, and I'm pretty sure the weekend after that, most of the other teams are playing. I would have to look. I don't have it up.
Yep.
But I'm pretty sure the first weekend of November is when all the other teams are playing.
And rosters have to be in on the 25th of October.
Yeah, yeah. So 25th of October, check the website by then, and I'm sure all your... beautiful questions will be answered by Dino.
And if you have any questions about it, call Dino.
Dino loves conversation. He loves to hear from the fans.
Loves conversation and loves the riders.
But to all you elites and non-elites, good luck this season and keep your sticks on the ice.